We're picking up on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the beginning of Perek Seder Tanyos Elu, towards the bottom of the page. The Mishnah begins. Seder Tanyos Elu Hamor Barvir Rishona. This order and organization of the fast, the progression of more lenient fasts to more strict fasts, is said regarding to the Revir Rishona, regarding the first rain. I mean, if it does not rain, then this is the order of the fast. Aval Tzmachim Sheshinu, but things that grew and were different, changed from the normal way they grew. They grew in an inferior way. So then, Masrin Aleihen Miyad. So then we immediately blow the shofar and cry out to Hashem, and immediately we fast with all the stringencies of the last set of fasts. V'chein shepasku gesham ben geshem. The geshem, similarly, if it rained, but then it stopped between rain to rain, arbaim yom, for 40 days without rain, Masrin Aleihen. So then immediately, again, we cry out to Hashem with all the stringencies of the last fast. Mipnei shehi makas betzoras, because these are inflictions that will cause a betzoras, will cause a shortage of food. Similarly, yardu l'smachim, if the rain fell enough to help the grain, avalo yardu l'ilan, but did not fall in a way that would help trees, l'ilan v'lo l'smachim, or it fell to help trees but not to help grain, l'zel l'zel, or to help both, avalo l'boros l'shichin l'maros, but not fall in a way that it could to fill up the water holes and the pits and the caverns and the caves to store water. Masrina lay in miyatsa, then immediately again we'll cry out to Hashem with all the stringencies of the last fast. Similarly, v'chein ir shelo yardu ala gesham, if there is one city amongst many cities, that one city that no rain fell on that city, d'chsiv himtir vimtarti alirachas v'alirachas lo amtir, as the pasuk says that I will cause rain for one city and not for another city, Chelka achasti mater, it will only rain on one area. So then, oso ha'ir misanu umasra'as, so then that city which did not have rain should fast and should also blow the shofar and cry out to Hashem with all the stringencies. V'chol svivo seha misanus v'lo masra'as, but the surrounding cities that did have rain, they only fast, but not with the stringencies, not with blowing the shofar or the special davenings. Rekiva omer masra'as v'lo misanus. Rekiva says the opposite, they should blow the shofar and cry out to Hashem, but they do not fast. Similarly, v'chein ir sheyesh badever o mapolas, if there's a city that has a certain plague, a pestilence, people are dying, o mapolas, or there's the buildings of the city are falling down. Also, here misanu masraos, so that city should fast and should blow the shofar. V'chosvi v'osaha misanus v'lo masraos, but the surrounding cities will only fast, but do not need to blow the shofar. Kiva omer, again, the opposite, masraos v'lo masanos, they blow the shofar, but they do not fast. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi Seder Tanios Ha'ilu Ha'amur Perek Rishon, the order of the fast in the first Perek, Shvit Chila Yichid Mis'anin, at the beginning only individuals fast, and then everyone fasts, and then they go up with different stringencies. Seder Tanios V'achar Kach, with a certain order of the fast, V'achar Kach Tzibor, and then the community, Hochon Mis'anin Ad Yud Gimel, they continue to fast until the last group of 13, until there's a total of 13 fasts, Imlo Nenu, if they're not answered. So that's only said regarding Revi'a Rishona, Im Avarzman Revi'a Rishona Shel Yora, if the first time of rain comes, V'lo Yardi Gesham, the rain does not fall, Mis'anin V'hochen Keseder Zeh, so then we fast in this order. Aval Tzmachim Shishinu, but things that grew and changed, Nishanu Min Hagam, that changed from the normal way, Tachas Chita Yatzachoch, instead of wheat, a certain thorn sprouted, Tachas Ora Basha, or instead of barley, this other thorn, or shalayuchitin b'shibulin, or there was a stalk of grain, but there were no wheat kernels in the sheaves, o shina acher, or some other change. So then masrin alei miyad, we immediately cry out to Hashem, afilu b'rishonos, even originally, even in the first set of fasts, shekol choma hachronos noig behem, and all the stringencies of the later fasts apply immediately, even with the first fast. Or if it stopped raining, bein geshem legeshem, between rains, bein revir rishon alishniyah, between the first and second rain, simen betzorasi, that's a sign that there is going to, that things aren't going to grow and there's not going to be any food. Yardu l'smachlam v'lo l'ilan, if it falls for the grain but not for the trees, the Gemara will explain how that is. L'boros shichon l'maros, for all these different types of holes, cisterns, or caverns, or caves. V'bav basr mefarsh, my bor, my shiach, my mara. In Babasra, he explains what's the difference between all these three things. They're all very similar. Again, they're different holes that, and pits and wells that contain drinking water. V'chulan beis kinesios megisham l'shtia, as Rashi says, they're all different areas that water gathers, rainwater gathers, for drinking. Shlo yardu ala geshamim, or if there's one city where it did not rain, dechsiv vim tarti ala yirachas ala yirachas ala amtira, the pasuk says that I'll cause rain for one city, not for another city. Kigon shimdir bi irzu ubechav verta lo himdir deklalahi, if it rains in one city but not in the next city, and this is a curse. Hachi yarsinan, Rashi the next Amud. Oso ha'ir misana umasras v'chol shiosem misanus v'lo masrios. That city should fast and blow the shofar with all the stringencies, but the surrounding cities only fast and do not blow the shofar. Ulofichach misanus, this is the reason why they fast. She'oso ha'ir shol yardu ola geshamim, because the city which did not have rain, telech liknos ha'tvua ba'oso ha'ir, they will go to the city that did have rain to buy grain, via barav, and then there will be a famine in the nearby cities because they cannot support both cities at the same time. Oma poles, an avalanche, or the walls are falling, shechamoseh v'habatin noflin beruach, that the walls of the city and the houses are falling from the wind. So then masriin b'chom, we didn't do that yet. Okay, back into the Mishnah. So we mentioned one of the reasons why we fast is because of dever, because of pestilence, of a plague. So the Mishnah elaborates, ezu dever, what is considered a pestilence, ir hamotzia chameshmios Ragle, a city that has 500 people, v'yatsu mena gimel mason begimel yom, and three people die in 3 days, zacher zeh, one after another. So if that happens, harei zedever, that's considered a plague. Pachas mikan, but less than that, if fewer people than that are dying, ain zedever, that hasn't risen to the level of a plague yet, and you do not need to fast. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah. So we earlier said that if something bad happens in one city, sometimes only that city will fast and blow the shofar, but not the surrounding cities. But the Mishnah says, "Al elu masrim b'chol makom," because of these calamities, everywhere that hears about it would immediately fast and blow the shofar with all the stringencies. Al hashidafon v'al hayarakon. These are different plagues that afflict crops and ruin the crops. Shidafon is a wind blast. Yarakon is yellowing. V'al arba v'al chasil, or different types of locusts that come and eat the crops. Valachai ra'a, or wild animals, valachirav, or literally the sword, meaning soldiers marching through. So then masrin ala mipnei shimaka mahalacha. So then anywhere who hears about it, even if it didn't happen in their city, they blow the shofar and fast immediately, because it is a plague that travels. And if you hear about it, it very likely could come to your city. In fact, ma'aseh shi'ardi zekinim Yushalayim la'areyam. One time the elders of Israel went down from Yerushalayim to their cities. They had been in Yerushalayim, the Gazer Tanis, and they declared a fast everywhere. Why? Al Shanir Kamali Pitanor Shidafon Bashalom, because they found the amount of the opening of an oven, not so much of a Shidafon, of this plague in the crops in Ashkelon. Since they found in Ashkelon, they decreed a fast everywhere. Vod Gazer Tanis Al Sha'achlu Zevim Shnei Tinokos Bever Yardin, and similarly also one time they declared a fast everywhere because two wolves ate two babies on the other side of the Jordan River. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo al sha'achlu el al shaniru. They didn't in fact eat babies, they were just appeared in the city, which is strange, which is a dangerous sign, and because of that alone they declared a fast everywhere. Let's keep going. Al elu masrin b'shabbos, because of these calamities we will cry out to Hashem on Shabbos. Al ir shihi kifu anachrim, if non-Jews besiege a city, surround a city. O nahar, or a river that's swelling and it might flood a city, or a boat that's being tossed about in a stormy sea. Riyosi says, no, la'azara v'lo litzaka. We will only cry out, meaning to gather people to come and help, v'lo litzaka, but we will not cry out to daven for Hashem for these things, because in general we try not to daven on Shabbos for our own needs. Shimon HaTeimani said, af aldever, even because of the because of a plague or pestilence, we would cry out on Shabbos. Lahodu Chum Chum did not agree to him. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Masrim b'chol makom, we cry out in all places. Im yiru baspami, even if they would see it in Spain. Masrim b'bavel, we would cry out. So they would cry out in Bavel, which is very far away. B'bavel masrim baspami, or if it happened in Bavel, they would cry out in Spain. Kedektani taima, Besefa, as the Mishnah says later on, the reason Vineshi Makam Alech is because it is a plague that will travel. Even Makam Echad, if it's in one place, Masrin Alech Koloshomen, everyone who hears about it will cry out, Kadesh Lo Tav Olam, so it will not come to them. Shidafon B'tfus, again, it's a plague that afflicts grain. Yarako and Choli is another type of sickness. Chayara Mishakel Spene Adam, wild animals that will kill people. Cherev, a sword, literally. Chayel sahochen larog lahashus b'chol makom. Soldiers that are traveling to kill and destroy everywhere. Sounds like only if it is sort of marauding soldiers that are just destroying everything in their wake. Mali tanor. First, we're going to explain exactly what that amount is. La Harayan, Be'er Yisrael, they return to their cities in Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon, Be'er Plishtim, and even though they saw the Yerakon in Ashkelon, which is not even in Jewish land, it's in the Plishtim land. Still, they declared a fast everywhere. Similarly, Val Shachlu Zavim, the wolves ate two children. Shichayra Umachum Alechasi, it's a wild animal that will travel. They declared a fast. Shiniru Uva Ubair, they didn't even kill anyone. The wolves just appeared and came into the city, and because of that alone, they declared a fast. Then we continue in the Mishnah. It says, because of these, we will be masrin, we'll cry out on Shabbos. So that doesn't mean blow the shofar. It means banenu. It just means we will daven anenu, because we won't blow the shofar on Shabbos. So that's aser. When we'll do that, hamuturefes, a ship being thrown about. Milashon tarf abava. The Gemara uses this phrase when someone's knocking on the gate. Umalashim bait some terufa or a beaten egg. From Farsh Perak Shilamala, as we explained earlier above on Dafya Dalit. Shimana Temani, mi Timna Haya, who's from the place of Timna, that's why it's called the Temani. Okay. Back into the Mishnah. Al Kol Sara Shlotavo Al Tzibur Masriyan Alein. Because of every calamity that does not come upon the community, meaning it's a nice way of saying a calamity that did befall the community, Masrin Alein, we will cry out to Hashem, we'll blow the shofar. Chutz, except Mirov Gesham, if it rains too much. Maisa, as the following story illustrates, Shamar Lolo Choni Hamagol, there was a big drought, and they went to the tzaddik who was called Choni Hamagol, we'll learn more about him in the Gemara, and they said, Hispalo Shiardu Gesham, please daven for us that the rain should fall. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Suvi Chnisu Tanuri Pesachim, said, fine. Go bring in your ovens that are used to cook the psachim, b'shvil shelo yamuku, so that they will not melt and be destroyed in the rain. He said, go bring in your ovens because it's going to rain. Hispalo, he began to avni v'lo yardi gesham, but it didn't rain. Ma'asa, what did he do? Ag uga, he drew a circle on the ground. V'amad b'socha, and he stood in it. V'amar lefanav, and he said, v'amar lefanav, ribono sha'olam, and he stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Banecha samu fenei malai, your children turn to me for me to daven for them. Shanika ben baisa fenecha, because I am before you like someone who is, you know, regularly in your house. I am trusted by you. Nishbani b'shimcha hagadol, Choni Magal said, I swear by your great name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'ini zaz mikana ad shetarachem al banecha, I will not move from here, I will not leave the circle until you have mercy on your children. Hischilu gesham enatfen, and immediately the rain began to just drip down a little bit. Omar, he said, Lo kach shalti, is not what I asked for. Ela gishmei boros shichon maros. I asked for rain that could fill up the pits and the caverns and the caves so that they will have drinking water. Hischil le'ri b'zav, so immediately the rain began to fall in a fury, an extremely powerful storm. Omar, he said, Lo kach shalti, is not what I asked for. Ela gishmei ratzon brachon dav. I asked for rain acceptance, blessing, and generosity, meaning a nice rain, not a destructive, powerful rain. So then, Yardu Katikon, so then the rain began to fall properly in a normal way. Ad Shiyatsu Yisrael Yushalayim Lahar Abayis Mithnei Gashem, until it had rained so much, it was such a big flood, the Jews had to leave Yushalayim and go up into Har Abayis, which was higher ground. Bova Amrulo, they came and they told him, said to him, Kshem Shi Spalalta Alehem Shiyardu, just as you daven that the rain should fall, Kach Hispal Shiyochu Laheni. So too you should daven so that the rain should leave us, should go away, it's going to flood us. Amalemi said to them, Tsuru'u Im Nimchis Evanaton, go look and see if the stone of the mistaken ones, the stone of the lost ones, we'll see Rashi what that means, has been erased yet, has been wiped away by the rain. And until then, we shouldn't stop. Shalchol Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach sent to Choni Hamagol, Ilmali Choni Ata, if you were not Choni, if you're not such a great tzaddik, Gozarni Allah Chanidwai, I would have put you into an excommunication, because you did not speak properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were making demands of Hashem, you can't do that. Avama Esetcha, what can I do to you? Shetam Mischate, Lifnei Amakom, Vosalach v'sonchah, because you misbehave in front of Hashem, and yet He does Your will. Kevenshu mischate alav, like a son who misbehaves in front of his father, va'osalo v'sono, and yet the father does his will. V'alecha katav omer, and regarding the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha, your father and mother should be happy with you, v'sagal yolarotecha, and the one who gave birth to you will rejoice with you. Let's see Rashi on that. Shelo tavo, any calamity that does not come, lishnamal yonaka, this is a nice way of saying a calamity that did come. Mirov geshamim, we won't pray for the rain to stop. Lafagon shiyard ali rachas, vali rachas, lo yarda, we're not talking about when it rains in one city and not another city. Shisham vade shtem laklala, because that certainly is occurs. Kenar Yehuda, as Yehuda said, timater, tehe makum matar, that it will rain in one place, it will become a place of rain, and it will be flooded and destroyed. Shemakal kel tzvua, it destroys the grain. So for that, of course, we would daven for it to stop, because that's really a destructive rain. Elak var yardu, it just means rain that has already fallen. But tarchem l'bnei adam, it just makes it a little more difficult to move around and travel. Avalein makal kel tzvua, but it's not destroying the grain. So such a rain that's just a little annoying, we won't daven for it to stop. But time in farsh b'gemara, lama in masrina, and the worm looks in why, in fact, is that. Tanuri Psachim, Chaim Agal said, bring in your Pesach ovens, Shem b'chaseres, which were out in the courtyards, v'chel chatzir, they were of earthenware, hain, v'metal t'noson shloy muku b'gisham, he said to take them in, so they shouldn't get destroyed in the rain. Gishmi boros, rain of water pits, shipua gisham limalos boros, a nice flow of rainwater to fill up the pits. Unedavos, he said, no, I asked for rain of generosity, ratzon v'ayin yafa, that Hashem should give the rain in a nice, pleasant, generous way. Evan hatoni said, go check the rock of the toan. What does that mean? Evan toan ha'isa b'yushalayim, the stone of the mistaken and lost ones was in Yushalayim. And what was it? V'chol misha avdilo aveda, someone who had lost an item would go there and announce, I lost an item, has anyone found it? So Bava Metzia, Zigmar explains Bava Metzia. Linados, al kabud arav, Shimon Shetach said, I would put you in Nidua, in Cherem, in excommunication because of the honor of the master, meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you didn't speak properly. Mischate, porpei belaz, again means misbehave. And Rashi again just quotes the pasuk for us, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagal yolaratecha, your parents will be happy with you, the one who gave birth to you will rejoice with you. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah. Hayom is'anin v'yardu l'hem geshamim kodem anei tzachama. It hadn't rained, so they began to fast. They declared a fast, and then it rained before the sun came up. So then, lo yashlim, where they shouldn't keep the fast, because since it rained, there's no point to fast. But lachar neitzacham yashlim, if the sun had already come up, and only then it rained, then they must complete the fast, because once the fast began, they're obligated to complete it. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, no, kodem chatzos lo yashlim, as long as it rains before midday, you don't have to finish the fast. Lacher chatzos yashlimu, but after midday you must complete the fast. Maisa shigazru tanis b'lud. There, one time it happened that they declared a fast in the city of Lud. V'yardu lahem gesham kodem chatzos, and it rained before midday. Amar lahem Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon said to them, Tzu v'ichlu v'shasu v'isu yontiv. Go out and eat and drink and celebrate. Make this into a yontiv. V'yatzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yontiv. They in fact went out and ate and drank and celebrated as a yontiv. Uvo ben arbaim, and then they came back towards the evening of that day. V'karu halal hagadol, and they read the great halal to thank Hashem for the rain. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what is this halal hagadol. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara a little bit. Seder taniyos ha'ilu hamar revir rishona. The Mishnah says that the order of the fast that we learned about in the first two prakim, so that was only said regarding the first rain. Or a mini, the Gemara Brice, Akasha, it says in a Brice, Revia Rishon Ushnia, the times for the first and second rain are Lishol, are there just so we know when to ask and when to begin davening. But Shlishi Shlihisanus, we only begin fasting once the third time of rain has passed. So how does our Mishnah imply that even after the first expected time of rain, we will fast? Amar Yehuda, Yehuda said, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Seder Tanius Amar, the order of the fast that we learned about it earlier in the Masechta, Emasai, when are they said? Bizman Shiyatzer via Rishona Ushneo Shlishes, is when the first, second, and third time of rain have passed, then we begin to fast. V'lo Yardu Gesham, and the rain did not fall. Aval Yardu Gesham via Rishona. But if The rain fell even on the first time. It fell immediately when it was supposed to fall. But Vizaru v'lotamchu, but if it, and they planted, and yet nothing grew from the seeds. Inami samchu v'chazur v'neshanu, or things grew, but then they changed and they came out in a bad way. So then masrin aleim yad, so then we cry out immediately, again, even though there's been plenty of rain. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, Revi'a Rishonu Shnia Lishol, the Rashi says that the first two times of rain are so we know no one to daven. Shafi Shal Yardu Gesham, even though it did not rain, a lob Rishon of lob Shnia, not in the first or second expected times. Lo Yom Misana, they would not fast. El Sholin, we would ask, we would daven. The Kashin Masnisen, and this is a question on the Mishnah, the Tani, which says, Seder Tani, Se'ilu Hamur Revi'a Rishona. That the Mishnah says that the order of the fast is when it does not, is for the first rain. This is a question on the Braisa, one against another. So the Gemara says, no, Halchi Karmas, what the Mishnah means to say, Uchugon Revi'a Rishono Shni Ushlishis, the order of the fast is when it does not rain in the first, second, or third rains, Dukuli Yora Karile Revi'a, because all of the Yores, all the different times of rain, are called the Revi'a. The Gra adds, and they're all called the Revi'a Rishona, they're all called the first Revi'a. So even though there's three times of rain, there are all the first group of rains, and that's what the Mishnah means. If it that the fasts are said are kept when it doesn't rain in the first group of rains, meaning the first, second, or third rains. Kashamati Rashi, this is the interpretation he heard. Okay, back into the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Daska Nishtanu." The only time we immediately begin to fast with all the stringencies and cry out and blow the shofar is only when things grew, but they changed from their normal natural course. Aval yavshu, but if, let's say, grain grew, but it was just dried out, lo, so then we would not immediately declare the strict fast for that. We'll see in Rashi why drying out is different. But the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. Nishtanu, it's not. The Mishnah says only when things changed, meaning instead of growing wheat, thorns grew. But not simply if it dried out. It says, "Lo, no, tzricha, it's necessary for Nachum to teach this, because he's talking about the case of de'akun, that the stalks had sprouted." Again, we'll see in Rashi what this means. Ma'u desema aknasa milsi, you might have said that sprouting of the stalks is important, is a significant matter. Kamashmalan, it's not important that we will never declare the strict fast just because the grain is dried out. Okay, let's see Rashi. Daska nishtanu. The Mishnah was said only when things changed. Dechi nishtanu, because when it changed, vadi hu demasrin miyad, we immediately will cry out. Sarkli spal lesh yachzer biyofi kitikdan, because you need to daven immediately so that things return to their normal way. Because if not, there won't be any grain. Aval yavshu, if the grain dried out, lo tzarch, then there's no need to declare the strict fast. Mikan ve'elach lo yoel, why? Because it won't help going forward. Because once it dries out, there's no way for it to undry. If things are growing in a different way, they could return to the normal way. But if it dried out, it's already too late. V'hu tefil shavitz, a worthless, meaningless prayer. Afil yavshu kshin chitin, a dying duck, and afil hachil masrin. Even if they would dry out, when they're just still small kernels, we do not cry out, because once they've dried out, they can't be fixed, and there's no hope, and therefore there's no point to daven for such a thing. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case, da'akun, sha'alu b'kana, that they first sprouted in stalks, shenisganu ma'at la'achar shenis yavshu, that even after they dried out, they began to sprout as stalks. So ma'at esema aknesa milsa, he might say that since they sprouted as stalks, that's important. Why? Dehol v'nisganu ma'at, since they sprouted as stalks a little bit, and they've fixed themselves a little bit, you might have thought, imispalel, if you daven mo'a lahem, it will help them, and therefore we should daven kamashma, and therefore the Mishnah comes to teach you, or Rav Nachman, daven love milsa, that the fact that they came up as stalks is meaningless, and once grain has dried out, there's no way for it to be fixed, and therefore there's no point to daven. Lishnacharino is another interpretation of Rashi. Aval yavshu lo, the reason why we do not cry out and blow the shofar when it dried is the exact opposite. The Mamela Chozrim, because just because they're a little dried, we know for sure that by themselves it will return to normal. And therefore, there's no need to daven. Not that there's no point to daven. There's no need. So that's obvious. If there's no need, then obviously you don't have to declare a fast. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha da'akun, that again, they had sprouted a stalk. So what does that mean? She'alu v'kana, that they had come up as a stalk, and they were dry in the stalk. Ma'udisema aktasa milsa, he might have thought that that's important. Why? The kevin she'alu v'kana, v'dayin l'bishu, since they're in the stalks, and they still have not ripened properly, kol tzarchan, in the right way, v'aday ilo masriyan sulo. So then you might have said that certainly if we do not blow the shofar, we do not cry out, sulo godly, they won't grow the right way. Kamashman is coming to teach you to love milsihi, that no, that's not correct. The afagav the akan, even though they're already in the stalks, akati galitza, even though they're dried out in the stalks, no, still they will go back to the normal way and they will be able to grow properly. Let's keep going for just a little bit. Similarly, if there's rain stops between rain to rain, so then we cry out immediately. Why? Because it's a maka bitzoris, because it's a plague that will cause a shortage of food. So the Gemara says, my maka bitzoris. What does it mean? It's a plague that causes a shortage of food. What's the definition of short? What does that mean? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav said, explain just a simple interpretation. Maka mevi'a lidei bitzoris. It's a plague that will cause a shortage of food. Now, what exactly is the definition of a shortage of food? So, Amar of Nachman, said, Nara Anara, if it's between rivers, we'll see how Rashi explains that, so then, it's sorta, then it's a shortage of food. But Medina Amedina, but if it's between states, then Kafna, then that is considered a famine that's much more severe. So, what does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Previous Amud, Nara Nara Besort, if it's between rivers, then it's only considered a food shortage. What does that mean? There's no grain in this city. V'yeshba Ayaros Acheros, but there is grain in other cities. And we could bring the grain on a boat down the river. So then there's a food shortage, but since it's relatively easy to bring the grain in, it's not so bad. So then Besorta, Rashi next Amud, Besoras Hizu, that's considered a Besoras. V'lo Rav, and that's not a famine. Since you can bring the food in on boats. But medinas, if it's between countries, between states, and you have to bring in the food on top of donkeys, so then kafna, then that's considered a kafna, or rav, it's a famine. But rav kashami betzoris, and a famine is considered worse than a betzoris. Because you can't bring a lot. On a boat, you can bring a lot, but if you have to bring on donkeys, you're not going to be able to bring much food in, and that's much more severe. Moiv Rebbe, that's a Rashi quotes from his Rebbe. Lashanach, or a different interpretation of the Gemara. What does it mean? Nara, nara, between rivers. Im yavish ma'ayan zeh. If one river or one spring dried up, v'sarch lahasev ma'ayan acher, and they're going to need to turn a different river, a different spring, to flow into their city. So then that's considered a bitzoris, is a food shortage, because since you have to rely on a different river, a different spring, you're not going to be able to grow as much. But right, or you'll have to wait. You'll be able to wait for another river to grow. So either you need to divert a river or wait for a river to grow. Until another river can grow and come. So that's considered betzoras because since you don't have a lot of water, you can't grow things. But medinasa. What does that mean? Between states. If all of the nearby cities, rivers, the rivers near the city have dried up, so you're going to have to bring, you know, on animals and different people, carry water in from another city, then that's a kaf, that's a rav, that's a much more severe famine. Who's that? That is tekifim imsorta, and that again is more severe, that's stronger than a bitzores. Okay, a second interpretation of the Gemara. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, I'm sorry, earlier. V'amar Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina said, Sa'a b'sela u'shchicha b'tzorta. If a sa'a, a certain amount of grain, costs a sela, even though it's very expensive, u'shchicha, but there's a lot of grain around, if you have the money, you can buy it. B'tzorta, that's only considered a b'tzores, it's a food shortage. But if arba'a b'sela, if you can buy four sa'as with one sela, which is relatively cheap, lo shchicha, but there's just not a lot of it around, so even if you have the money, you can't buy it, kafna, that's more severe, and again, that is considered a full-fledged famine. Amar Rav Yochan said, "Lo shana el bezman shamos bezol." This is only true when money is cheap. Uperus bioker, and the grain is expensive. Meaning, even though the grain is expensive, but money's cheap, meaning people have a lot of money. So then, again, it's not a problem that the food is expensive because people have money. Avalmos biyoker, but if money is expensive, meaning people don't have money, uperis bezol, and the grain is cheap, even though the grain is cheap, masrina le miyad, we immediately cry out to Hashem, blow the shofar fast, because even though people have a lot of money, there just isn't a lot of food. Da'amar v'yochan, v'yochan said, Nehirna, I remember, kadhavu kaimi dalad sa'in b'sela, that I remember when you could buy 4 saws of wheat with a sela, which again is relatively cheap. And yet, v'havu nafishi nafichi kafan b'tavirya m'nileis isar. And yet there were many people who are nafichi kafan, who are swollen from famine, from starving, b'tavirya and tavirya, m'nileis isar, because there wasn't an isar, there weren't any isars according to, no one had any money. So, even though things were cheap, no one had any money to buy it, and people were starving. So in such a case, you would begin the strict fast immediately. Let's see Rashi on that. Sa'a b'sela u'shchicha. If a sa'a of wheat costs a sela, but there's a lot of it, it's common, there's a lot of grain around. Ki zavni sa'a shalchitin b'sela, when they would sell a sa'a of wheat kernels for a sela, the hainu yogurt, which is very expensive, umutsuya liknas, but there's a lot of it to buy, b'chol eis, whenever you want, but sort of then it's only considered a bitsoris, it's not a kafna, a full famine. But if most biyoker, but if that's only if people have a lot of money, but if money is expensive, meaning people don't have money, ain most mitsuyos lahem, people don't have money around, so then it's already a famine. And Rav Yochanan said, Nehirna anizoche, I remember when such was the case and people were starving, midalais isar, may ayin most, because no one had any money to buy any food.